Today's words of wisdom will be presented in Arabic and English with subtitles in Arabic, Olasese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu.
More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
تعد دبي مدينة عالمية ومركز التجارة والاستقرار ولديها ماضي عريق وإرث ثقافي غني. في مارس 2010 تم تكريم حكومة دبي بجائزة القيادة العالمية المشرقة من كبيرة المعلمين شينغهاي كتكريم لحظرها التدخين في الأماكن العامة. في ديسمبر 2010 أول مؤتمر نباتي في الشرق الأوسط على الإطلاق تم عقده في مركز معرض دبي الدولي، وتمت الدعوة العامة للمشاركة في استكشاف تفاعلي لنمط العيش النباتي. تم تنظيمه من قبل المنظمة النباتية في الشرق الأوسط مي فيج تحت رعاية معرض الشرق الأوسط للمنتجات الطبيعية والعضوية لعام 2010، وتمت الموافقة عليه من قبل سلطة دبي الصحية في الإمارات العربية المتحدة. قدمت الفعالية ندوات على مدى يومين، ورش عمل وبث تلفزيوني مصور مع الخبراء من حول العالم، إلى جانب مطعم تجديد الشباب النباتي. إلى جانب كبير المعلمين شينغهاي والتي تمت دعوتها شخصيا لتتحدث عن طريق رابط فيديو بخصوص كون المرء نباتيا هو خيار غذائي مستدام من الناحية البيئية، وتبعها جلسة أسئلة وأجوبة مع الحضور، وإطلاق النسخة العربية من الكتاب الأكثر مبيعا على المستوى الدولي الطيور في حياتي، والذي سبق أن بيع بالكامل قبل الإصدار. ندعوكم الآن إلى الاستماع بإعادة البث التالية لمؤتمر الفيديو المباشر مع كبيرة المعلمين شينغهاي بعنوان أول مؤتمر نباتي في الشرق الأوسط مي فيج، الذي عقد في مدينة دبي في الإمارات العربية المتحدة في 7 ديسمبر 2010.
Good morning, everyone, especially the future generation who are here. How do we survive on this planet? Why do we get ill? And why should we become sick? And how to avoid all that? So I've been working on this for the last half a century, to be very precise. Little over that, ever since I joined the medical school way back in 1956, I've been worrying about this human being. What is health then? Enthusiasm to work. Get up in the morning and the first thing you ask is, do I want to go to school? Do I want to go to the office? Do I want to work? And if the answer is yes, you're very healthy. You can have a serious disease and still be healthy. Have you heard of Stephen Hawking? Steve is the professor of physics in Cambridge who had a peculiar disease 42 years ago, which is called amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. And if you read a textbook of medicine which tells you amyotrophic lateral sclerosis is a diagnosis of a death warrant. Patient should be dead within 6 months to 2 years after the diagnosis. 42 years, that man has defied this diagnosis and this definition. And he's still continuing, very productive, writes books, etc. Can't talk, can't eat, can't sit, can't do nothing. Can't even lift his hand, can't even lift a finger. But he's very healthy because enthusiasm to work. Do you know when you have enthusiasm to work? When you love your work. So you have to be enthusiastic to work. Second thing is, you have to have enthusiasm for compassion. You should love this whole universe because we are interconnected. I'll show you very quickly how interconnected we are. Health is a state of perfect subatomic communication. This was a gentleman, Albert Popp, who in 1970 showed that every cell in the human body, the DNA, emits a light. And this light, if it is in synchrony in the whole body, you are healthy. When there is dissynchrony in the whole body, you are unhealthy. Not only that, this my light will probably vibrate with Shankar's light, if I like Shankar. And if I hate him, then there is disharmony and my health goes bad. Can you believe that? So we have now scientific proof to say that you have a beautiful system inside. Human beings are built to last as long as you live. But today, we have changed the atmosphere completely. We started eating all kinds of animals. We have polluted the whole area. We have chemicals in everything that you eat. Water you drink, the milk you take, everything is chemicals. So you get diseases. Otherwise, you should not get disease. So why are we suffering? Situations have changed drastically. Diseases are not unusual these days. And the most important thing is the immune system. It is a handyman which keeps you alive, has been knocked down by our modern lifestyle. Now, how do you know you are well? The best definition is in Ayurveda. Sama Dhatuhu. I'll read that. You eat well, you have appetite, you sleep well, you get good sleep, and you have enthusiasm to work, and you don't hate nobody, you are very healthy. Did you get that? You get up in the morning and say, do I have all this? You are very healthy. That's the sign. So you don't have to go to a doctor. You can know it yourself. This was the first textbook of medicine written in 1733. Those days there were no industries to influence the doctors. And this was the first professor of medicine in Vienna. His name is Charles Schaschwitz in 1773. He wrote a beautiful book where he says, most diseases can be changed by these three things, which is true even today. Change of mode of living. That's the essence of this conference, change of mode of living. True. Tranquility of mind. Last, drugs rarely, comma, if ever, full stop. Now, where is the mind? Mind is a single word in the English language. But in the mother of all languages, Sanskrit, there are five words for a mind. The mind of a child, newborn child, which can just recognize maybe after a few months, is called manas, M-A-N-A-S. That is something like a dark room with a window. So the child sees something in the window, it smiles. Do you know how many times a young child smiles in a day? Roughly, young lady? 500 to 1000 times it smiles. Ask yourself, how many times you smiled yesterday? The less number of times you smile, the regular is your heart rate. And when you don't smile, you may get a heart attack. So keep smiling. And when you smile, naturally you relax so much, your blood pressure comes down, your heart rate comes down, and you will be surprised, your headache disappears. Now, human body has a wonderful wisdom. The human body tells you when you are not well. Now, supposing you are traveling, let us say, and you are very tense due to something, then certain parts of your muscles tense up. Maybe your neck muscle, your back muscle, your shoulder muscles tense up. So the following day, you have a neck ache, you have a back ache, or your shoulder ache. And what do? You go to the doctor. He takes an x-ray. He has not been x-raying your mind, what happened to you in the plane. But he has x-rayed you. And as it so happens that all of us don't have an identical x-ray. So slight changes is, you have spondylitis. So you're very happy, your diagnosis, your name. And especially ladies, so that in their kitty party, they can talk. I have little BP. I have little cholesterol. You know, they're very happy because they're in a different class. But all this is wrong because that's not a disease at all. And what you need is, the most important thing is, we need a new science of man. Now, very interesting thing is, we have to look at the human body as a whole, not as a heart, brain, leg and all. Because every cell in the human body, of which I told you 10th part, 14 cells are there, they all have different shapes. Brain cell looks different from the heart cell, but they all function alike. The brain cell, the heart cell, the lung cell, hand cell, leg cell, bone cell, all function alike. And how do they do that? They have a normal pattern. And they work on energy. Where does this energy come from? A very little part of that energy comes from what you eat. But the large part of it comes from the sun. That is why in those countries where sun is very less, and if you don't expose yourself to sun, you got all kinds of diseases. Sun keeps you alive and healthy. So expose yourself to the sun. You see, these Muslim houses have a big courtyard. Because ladies, when they go out, put the burqa, but when they come home, they can sit in the sun and get the sun. What thoughtful people our ancestors were. Today we have got concrete buildings where you sit inside, you don't get sun at all. Most of my elderly patients who have heart disease, I tell them the first treatment is morning 1 hour in the sun, evening 1 hour in the sun. You need not sit in the afternoon because the sun in India is very hot. 1 hour, they all walk about. Very nice. So this sun's energy is the thing that keeps you going. This was a gentleman, a friend of mine, who was working for NASA. He is a doctor, but a physicist too. He is an MD in medicine, PhD in physics. And he was used with NASA to see that people who go to the moon come back alive. And he had found out that the sun's energy used inside for exercise was the best way to keep them. So at this small little device, he discovered this small little device, which is like a cell phone. I manufacture it in India, and this is very simple, which gives you concentrated sun's energy in a spot where you have any disease. Let us say somebody has a heart attack. I just put it on the chest, where the heart is. Just put it there. It's just as big as this. And leave it there. In 2 days' time, the man walks home, because the heart cells become normal again. Suppose somebody has a stroke. Put it on the head where the stroke is, and after 2 days, the muscles come back, so they start talking, and they walk. This man is Glenn Gordon. Very interesting thing. This is a very vital thing, for which he had a patent, but he once called me, because we are very good friends for a number of years. He called me and said, you must come immediately to see me. He was calling me from the United States. I told him it's so difficult to come there. Now he said, no, you must come. So I went anyway. I met, he said, I'm going to give this to you. You manufacture it in India, do good to human beings. And I said, I can't afford it. He said, no, no patent money, free. Can you believe that? An American giving his patent and a vital thing free. Anyway, to cut the long story short, 3 days later, he meets with a massive accident and dies. So it's some premonition. So this is an energy pattern. Now, when your mind is happy, this is the picture of your own heart. How irregular the heart is. This is the heart rate in x-axis, same heart rate with a mathematical delay in the y-axis. Now, when you get a heart disease, this is what happens. See here, the heart hardly changes its rhythm. This is called a regular heart. And if your heart is absolutely regular, you will die. This man died 3 hours after this picture was taken. Now, we have done something more in the last 25 years. We have expanded that. This is a mathematics, I am not going into that. It's called the continuous wavelet pattern. You see this irregular pattern, that is health. You see the next one, this is death. Very interestingly, we have done a lot of work on breathing methods to see how the heart becomes normal. Next is immune boosters, vegetables, Ayurvedic, Panchakarma, and so many other things. Now to publish all this, we have a journal, which is an international journal. And we have 15 people, if you see the names, they are all Nobel laureates and who's who in science. Now the whole energy comes from the sun, and that sun's energy is given in this. Now here is a surgeon who had 3 heart attacks, 2 bypass surgeries, could not get up from bed. And 2 days after this machine, 2 years now, he is fine. You see here, this is a police officer, senior police officer in India. He had a large abscess here. And this is all, whole thing was pus, and he was a diabetic, and the foot has to be amputated. He didn't want that. So he cleaned that stuff and then put our machine there. And you see, after 3 months, he has got a normal foot again. Here is a lady who had a block. There's a block completely here in the aorta. Just after the kidney, things have come off. You look at the kidneys, they don't have a shape. Half the kidney doesn't get blood supply at all. So I put the machine on her umbilicus, and after 3 months, you see, a large ponytail of new vessels have grown all around the place. And she has got normal again. She's walking any length of time now. If here, she's a dancer, she slipped and cut her spine there. The sort of disc, major surgery. She didn't want that. And we put the machine on the back, and now she is dancing again. Now this is water. And water is a structure. And this is what you are taught in the school. Water is H2O. Is that right? And it's loose bonds there. And you can put any medicine molecule there. Now this, we can put anything. We put a silver nanoparticle there, so no germs can come. And see what happens now. This is a silver wire. You put little water there, stimulate it, you get silver nanoparticles. Now, this is a boy who cut his finger. In America, it cost $60,000 to re-suture that finger. So this was a finger, 16th May 1995. We put the silver on top and then stimulated, change the polarity. Now, 3 days later, the finger is all cleaned. We didn't do nothing except the silver. And after that the finger has grown half an inch. And you see the finger has grown almost full. And now you have the whole figure. And if you want to know what the finger was like, that's where it is. This is energy healing. And what is important, there's a message here. Each time you remove the bandage, there used to be a glistening stuff inside. We scrape it and send it to the lab. They say, we don't know where it is from. I said, we too don't know where it is from. Don't worry, but tell us what it is. After several laboratories, somebody said, oh, this is pluripotent stem cell. Mind you, human body can create its own stem cell like a salamander in your house. Have you seen a salamander cut its tail? It grows on its own. You and I can't do that because we get infected. And here is a method to avoid that and you get a figure. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Professor Hegde. That was really very interesting. Let's give a big hand to Dr. Hegde. Thank you so much, Dr. Hegde. I really enjoyed your presentation. Now we will be having a very interesting topic by Dr. Arash Rashidi. And a little bit about Arash. He was born in Tehran. He did his BSc, MSc and PhD, all in nutritional sciences at Shaheed Beheshti University of Medical Sciences, Tehran. As a human nutrition student, Arash was initially very interested in biomedical sciences. But gradually, he shifted his studies into nutrition, epidemiology, community nutrition, and food and nutrition policy and planning. In years, he's shown, you know, so much enthusiasm with R&D and with developing new functional foods, etc. He is also doing his MBA program in Mahan Institute. And he has co-authored scientific articles in 17 local and international journals. On the other hand, he's a language lover and he enjoys learning French. And his hobbies are traveling and trekking. So let's put our hands together for Arash.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. First, thank to all the organizing committee to invite me for this conference. I'm going to talk about the relationship between meat and cancer, not because we are in a vegetarian conference and not because I'm an overlooked vegetarian, but because this is one of the main issues in the world of nutrition. You know that I'm a nutritionist, and that's why different food items, different dietary patterns are important to us. Four facts. Cancer is the second cause of death, mortality in the world in most societies. However, we know that in some societies, accidents and injuries are the second one. But in most societies, I can guess even in Emirates, in Iran, in this region, in Western world, cancer is the second one. But more than this, which you cannot find in any textbook, is the second fact. This is the first, let's say, cause of fear and anxiety. For healthy people, it may come up from somewhere, one day, nobody knows, and then the treatment is much tougher than coronary vascular disease as the first cause of mortality and death. And even it is a fear and anxiety for the family of the patient, even for the health staff. So in terms of the quality of life, it's very important to try something, make research or do research or find good management alternatives to manage cancer. The third fact is, especially because of these two, and of course this is economy, this is business, billions of dollars each year is spent for research and management of cancer. The fourth one is nutrition and lifestyle play a major role. There is an estimation from the American scientists. They have shown that 30 to 40% of causes of cancer can be related to nutrition. And if we add other aspects of lifestyle like stress, like alcohol drinking, like cigarette smoking, then it would be a very big share of cause. Because of all those facts I mentioned, in this let's say, decade, around 2000, there was a group of scientists. They gathered together with a big money, and they tried to collect all information and research results to see which cancer can be related to which food items. And you can see the cover of the report of the research. And here I have brought the book. This is a joint activity by World Cancer Research Fund and American Institute for Cancer Research. Many scientists were in several universities in UK, in United States, in Italy, in Holland, Wageningen University. These great scientists tried to collect the valid research, put them together, review them, and draw their conclusion, which food item can cause which or act as a risk factor for which cancer type. And this is a 500-page report. You can download it on internet freely. Even you can ask the organization, they will send it to you free of charge. The last page of this report is a matrix, and I will show you there to show the relationship between different types of cancers and different food items or different risk factors. I like this sentence very much because at the beginning of this report, the principal investigator of this project says, WCRF, this is World Cancer Research Fund, I name it, also appreciated the parallels between causes of cardiovascular disease and cancer. In general, recommendations in this report to prevent cancer will also be of great relevance to cardiovascular disease. And this is a very important point in science today. Cancer, diabetes, hypertension, coronary vascular disease, stroke, they are not separate. So it doesn't need to take different strategy to prevent them. If you have healthy lifestyle, you can prevent, because these scientists says after the review that recommendations for cancer prevention is similar to recommendation for cardiovascular disease. There are some key points in this matrix, the abstract, the conclusion of that report. One of them is, for some type of cancers, it seems that there is no relationship to what you eat. You can see here, there is just one, maybe here, cervix. Cancer in cervix in women, it's just one link, a protective link to carrot. But other foods, they do not have any effect. It doesn't seem that there is effect. From the other side, there are some cancers which is really related to what you eat, like colorectal cancer. So, different cancers have different relationship to food. The second thing is what is very related to this conference. Vegetables, see these blue boxes, means protection, and the intensity of colors means the level of that evidence. If it is a dark blue, it means that there is convincing evidence. And then the pink and purple one is the risk factor. If it is a purple one, it means that convincing evidence that there is a risk factor for that cancer. You can see here, vegetables and fruits. This is vegetables and fruits. This is fruits. And this is non-starch vegetables. They are protective to most cancers. This is what we knew, and this is what we encourage, because vegetarianism is all about the merit of these two. First, because of the different chemicals in these food items. Yesterday we had a presentation here from Ms. Wafa, DHA Dubai, and she was talking about the micronutrients in fruits and vegetables. But actually, we know that it is much more than micronutrients. Micronutrients is just vitamins and minerals. We already know 13 vitamins and 16 minerals, so altogether there are 26 micronutrients. If you take the best supplement, multivitamin mineral supplement in the market, it does have 30 different items. But let me tell you that after analysis of an apple, they could find out that there are around 8,000 different chemicals. So why an apple, the proverb, an apple a day keeps doctor away, why? There are 8,000 different chemicals, and honestly, we nutritionists, medical scientists, we don't know different types of these materials and what they do in our body. For sure, based on the present knowledge, we know that meat and processed meat is risk factor for colorectal cancer. So it can cause cancer in the colon, in the rectum. Well, the important thing is this is a dose-dependent relationship. It means if you increase the intake of meat, then the risk would be higher. With every 100 grams increase in red meat, all meat or red meat, the risk will be increased for about 15%. But the situation is worse for the processed, especially processed meat. With every 25 grams of increase in processed meat consumption, the risk will be increased almost 50%. So at least the message, the main message would be try to cut meat consumption and especially try to cut processed meat in different products that you can find in the market. My conclusions is red meat and its processed products are key dietary suspects for cancer etiology. So this is a message should be conveyed to the whole public. Thank you very much for your attention.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much, Arash. He's shared such wonderful research with us.
Hi, we are all from GMS Sharjah. And we're very happy to be here today because we feel that we as good citizens, we owe a lot to this planet, Earth, and becoming a vegetarian is one step towards it. And we brought these children today here because we want them to understand what it means to be a vegetarian and what are the points which they can make use of or the kind of recipes they can try at home to become vegetarians and take one step towards saving this planet. Be veg, go green to save the planet! Yay!
It's the excellent food, excellent. I'm not 100% vegetarian, but I will become after this. I will eat vegetarian only. I will stop eating meat.
مشاهدينا محبي الأرض، نحن نشكركم على رفقتكم المسعدة للقلب في حلقة اليوم من برنامج كلمات الحكمة. تابعونا مجددا يوم الجمعة في الجزء الثاني من إعادة بثنا لمؤتمر الفيديو المباشر مع كبيرة المعلمين شينغهاي في دبي بعنوان أول مؤتمر نباتي في الشرق الأوسط مي فيج. تتابعونا تاليا برنامج نماذج النجاح بعد نشرة الأخبار الجديرة بالذكر. ابقوا معنا من فضلكم على شاشة قناة كبيرة المعلمين. بامتنان عسى أن يكون كوكبنا على الدوام محتضنا في نعمة ورحمة السماء. Earth loving viewers, we thank you for your warm hearted company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again Friday for part 2 of the rebroadcast of the live video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai in Dubai titled The First Middle East Vegetarian Me Veg Congress. Coming up next is Model of Success After Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. With gratefulness, may our planet be always embraced in heaven's grace and mercy.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.